This consensus statement, published by August, came about as a result of a meeting of 50 interested surgeons in Basingstoke back in 2008. And the consensus statements, as you can read here, suggested that at that stage there was no clear evidence that minimally invasive esophagectomy reduced markers of outcome, that all patients considered for such surgery should be fit for open surgery, that all surgeons should monitor and report their outcomes, that they should be adequately trained, but should expect there to be a significant learning curve, and that as a result, minimal access surgery should only be undertaken in cancer centres experienced in open surgery, and that those centres should include their outcomes in any available high-quality randomised controlled trials. All of this seems fairly sensible.